Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I may have made a mistake. I don't like to admit that.
Telling us?
Yeah, I'm really questioning. Like, I didn't tell you guys how many diary entries are left, but I told you we'll get through this whole week. I think by the end of this week, I'm going to tell you the actual.
Oh, okay.
I have like a pit in my stomach about it.
I want you to know this one thing. So I found this diary 20 years ago and we're reading it again. I want you to cherish every entry at this point.
Stop. So even if I can't read the words, people should just be thankful I'm dragging it out.
This is a moment to like really cherish the stumbling, bumbling, moronic,
perfect,
illiterate nature of
Erica
here, because we're very close to the end. So I'll tell you by Friday how many days we have left.
Okay.
But we will make it all the way through this week and we will at least have something next week.
Okay.
What happened in the last one?
Her mom and Jake, her new boyfriend's mom, met. And someone on Facebook commented that they think if she usually writes the day after something happens, that Mother's Day would have been on her birthday, the 14th,
mm-hmm.
that year in 2006. So people think maybe this end of the diary was happening in 2006.
Okay.
Oh.
Based also on when you found it.
I feel like...
And the Thanksgivings lining up. There was some stuff there too.
Yeah.
Yeah, people were forensically... Yeah. I believe I found it in 07.
So...
Yeah, could be.
Wow. Right. Okay.
Okay. Also on Facebook, people are definitely starting to weigh in on who would play us
The
diary. Some good ones. I think we need to talk about that later.
We'll do a break on that. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So... It ended with she's in a good spot though, right?
Yeah, it ended with her saying that her dad is paying for her therapy.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And it's working.
Yeah.
But didn't she say something, her mom was weird? Her mom did something weird? And she said, or she's embarrassing.
Mom got the board games out.
Oh, that's what it was.
And she's the Uno champ.
That's what it was.
Yeah. Okay. And Yahtzee.
Yeah.
There's a bit of coffee spilled on this next page, it looks like.
Okay.
Or Diet Coke, maybe.
Okay. Do you want to lick it?
No.
Well, she's smelling it. Okay. I tried to smell it. There's no scent other than ducky paper.
That's great.
Okay. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay. June 17th. I can hear the drums beating. Bum, bum, bum. And they walk the prisoner through all the yelling crowd. Bum, bum, bum. Before they throw her to the lions.
She is so effing dramatic.
Yeah.
Yikes. I thought it was going to be like the wedding bells.
Oh.
So that was a big twist for me.
So what's she being thrown to the lions for?
Let's see. Okay, it wasn't quite as bad as all that, but there was a part of me that wanted to be thrown to the lions a little bit. That part happened somewhere in the middle when they were opening lingerie, I think.
Did she go to a shower?
Oh, boy. I mostly kept to myself and ran in and out of the kitchen helping my Aunt Nancy. I have an Aunt Nancy! My dad's sister is one of those women who is applying for sainthood. When we were kids, she'd send Alex and I packages for every holiday and cards for every birthday. We'd get excited if Aunt Nancy was hosting for the holidays, because on Thanksgiving, she'd let us decorate the table with tiny pumpkins and dried corn cobs and little ceramic turkeys. On Christmas, Santa would always stop by Aunt Nancy's and fill up stockings for us too. I've always admired my Aunt Nancy for her grace and ability to make everyone feel special. That's crazy. That is exactly like my Aunt Nancy.
Are you sure you didn't write this?
I'm so sure. I'm so okay. Sure.
Where were you in 06? Right.
I was 13. So I get it why she'd be the person to throw a shower for Sally. I knew that's what
nailed
you
were thinking. Baby talker, right?
Yeah. Yes. But at the same time, why would anyone punish themselves like that? I know Baby Talker has her own friends who could have thrown her a shower because they showed up in droves. We should have put a sign on the door that said free buffet the way these women wolfed down food. Okay.
No shame in that.
Yeah. Okay, so it probably wasn't as sad as I'm making it out to be. Sally's lovely, and she and my dad make each other very happy. I think her friends were the kind of women who show up for free food and an open bar, though. And how many packages of bath salts can one woman really use?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Irregardless.
She did not write irregardless.
She did. Stop. Irregardless.
Wait, this girl is smart going for like, and like she uses,
I use that word as a joke. Irregardless wasn't really a word. You just always say it, and I don't know.
I say it because it makes people mad. It's why it's like me saying literally when something's not literal. There's very, yeah. Kevin, if you're listening, I still use that word just to make you mad. So just boil in it. And I use irregardless just to like, but it's now, an homage to my parents.
I've started using irregardless too because you use it, and right. My wife has gotten on me about it.
Right, because it's not
like,
a
why
word.
Why are you saying that? I'm like, well, Slacker says it. She's like, well, Slacker jumped off a cliff. And I'm like, yes. Maybe, probably.
My God. Okay, I'm going to keep going here. Irregardless, Sally had a good time, and that was the whole point. So I guess the party was a success. Sally, I mean Mama Sally, grabbed me when she was leaving and hugged me for like 20 minutes. There was exclamation points there. That's why I did that.
Okay.
She was going on and on about how she's so glad to have a daughter like me. Ew. And she's always wanted kids. And we're going to be a family now. And
she's
all of
27.
Her dreams
she's
are
not
coming
your kid.
True.
Yeah.
I know. This is very weird. She's 28 now, isn't she?
Oh, she is 28. Yeah. You're right.
It would have been sweet if it wasn't so creepy, especially when I realized that 38 isn't too old to have a baby. If she really wants one, she could have one. And how weird would that be?
I can't complain. That was a chunky.
And I read good.
You did read good. We're all very proud of you. Yeah.
Is it that weird? I mean, I think it's odd, but she is trying to just be gracious and like, hey, I want to be a family.
She wants to be assimilated.
Yeah, like she's being kind.
I don't think you get to just like start calling someone your daughter
when they're 28. Yeah.
Or ever right when you're about to get married. Like maybe down the line.
Yeah. Mm.
And I think you as the daughter get to decide. And maybe yes. you walk yeah. up to her one day and go, you know, you've really meant a lot in my life. If you feel comfortable,
yeah,
you can call me your daughter. But like,
it's fine for her to be like, we're going to be family now. That's fine. Cause it is
yeah,
true.
Say that.
But the we're like, I've always wanted a daughter.
Without labels. Like, no labels on this family.
We could be in school together. Like you're not far yeah. off. That's weird.
Yeah. I don't like how judgy the writer was though about the friends.
Eating?
Yeah. I know.
It's like, take a look at your own life.
Also, yeah. did you pay for the food? Like, relax.
Yeah.
I don't like it when people go to a thing. It's like, hey, he's on his third egg roll. And you're like, okay, did you pay for the egg rolls? Like, what right. Do you want me to buy more egg rolls? What are you doing? Why do you care?
The lingerie, though, man.
I don't understand showers for a second wedding. Yeah, I mean, maybe it's Baby Talker's first wedding.
I think it is. Mm. I think it is. I think you're right.
And then subjecting everyone to watching you open lingerie is just like, ooh, he's going to be so lucky.
Also, like, that man is old, so. Okay. I just realized that maybe he's not that much older than Slacker is, okay. So.
What is happening?
Judgy, everyone.
Yeah, were you at the shower?
No. Lingerie.
Walking down the food yeah. and all the drinks and.
Well, that's my MO. Lingerie showers are cute until a certain age. And you don't do them at the shower. You do them at the bachelorette.
It's like 38 yeah. years old and getting bath salts and lingerie feels weird, but whatever.
But what's the cutoff for it?
I don't know. All right. So was this a good entry?
I think so. We didn't learn anything about her.
I just don't. Yeah. It feels like she takes anything and just finds the negative in it. It's like this was just a fun Saturday. You know, people yeah. came over, she had some drinks.
Yeah,
small talk, and then it's over. And you had to say you were marching to the gallows about it. Like, relax.
Yeah,
you're right. She's so.
You're right.
The drums.
Yeah.
And the, okay.
Being fed to the lions.
All right. So, what's the next date?
July 1st.
So, like,
we're getting to about a year since she and Mike have broken up.
All right. Find out what happens in the nearly final entry tomorrow.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
1059. Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.